My name is Willem de Ridder. Yes, means to get rid of, yes. And this is Type Radio, and now I'm talking. And I'm talking to you. Because I'm absolutely sure that you right now are listening, aren't you? Yes. In fact, my voice comes from the loudspeaker. And in fact, it comes in the form of vibrations, isn't it? And those vibrations go straight into your ear. I enter your head. Yes, I go deep into your brains. And there in those brains, especially on the left side of the brain, you understand those sounds. You make an interpretation. And now you have an idea. Yes, an understanding of the words that I'm saying to you. And you are listening to this voice. And what am I talking about? Is this a very special subject? Or do I just talk about talking? Do I keep you occupied? Yes, that's exactly what I do. My voice comes in the form of sound vibrations and occupies your mind, especially your left brain, because I'm personally much more interested in the right side of the brain. But the left brain is a kind of guard dog. It protects, no, it guards, it prohibits us from going into that right side brain too much. It's the part of images, feeling, intuition, recognition. The female part, the music part, the part that you cannot understand, that you cannot translate, that you cannot explain. No explanationism works there, no. And in that part, I can do all kind of weird things. And the reason I talk to you is because I keep your left brain occupied, distracted. So it gets a little bit confused and forgets to guard the entrance to the real important part of your brain. And you are a designer, aren't you? You are actually doing exactly the same as I'm doing. You are designing something that will enter through the eyes. Yes. And like the ears, the eyes are very weird extensions of the brain. In fact, the eyes are the only visible parts of your brain, yes. And in fact, all those little particles, those little vibrations that you create, dear designer, bombard that eye. But the brain organizes very strictly, and the left part does that. How many particles are allowed in? The rest is absolutely thrown out immediately. Only a few are left in. Yes. And inside, there the images are made. Yes. Not outside. Oh no. You can look and you can think, that you see it there outside of you, but forget it, it's made inside. If you go to bed tonight, yes, you go to sleep, you close your eyes, aren't you? But you are still seeing. Mm-hmm. Not only are you seeing, you actually believe it's real, isn't it? Only when you wake up, you say, oh, it was only a dream. As if what's happening right now isn't a dream. Yes. You are creating something that's called design. And you have a feeling. Yes, the right-hand brain, the female part of you. How to influence the picture-making department in the brain. Yes, you are actually using those particles to create attention, excitement, amazement. All those strange words that we made up for feelings you can barely explain. Actually, you manipulate. But the only way to manipulate me is to manipulate yourself, isn't it? Because for you it's absolutely impossible to go into my brain. Yes, forget it. There's no way you can sit in my brain and look through my eyes. No way! Neither can you hear through my ears or check what I think. No way! It's my own territory. Yes. And in fact, you might have the idea that you can see me. Oh no, of course, I'm not there, my voice is there. But imagine that we were sitting in the same room, right? You were sitting there, and I'm sitting on the opposite of the room. We have two chairs, and we look at each other. Do you see me? Do you think you can see me? Forget it. I'm absolutely invisible. Yes, so are you. In fact, what I see is myself, my idea of you. Yes, I'm looking in the mirror. And you too. There's no way you can see me. So, if you think you can see me, it's your thoughts, your ideas. Yes. You design me. Yes. And if somebody else is in the room and looks at me, he designs something entirely different. And you have no idea what he or she is seeing. You cannot go in her head or his head and see what he is seeing there. No way. And if we have 10 people watching me, everybody sees somebody different, completely. In fact, if you think I'm a total asshole, you see an asshole. Absolutely. Yes. In fact, if you believe that I'm an asshole, you give me the power. The power over you. In fact, I'm able to give you a horrible feeling. And you can't help it. You're stuck with an asshole. An idiot. Look at that stupid idiot. So you're suffering. Because you have learned, you have the idea that there's a reality, that I'm outside there, that you can see me. There's an objective reality. Forget it. All you see is you. And somebody else might think I'm very interesting. Somebody else might think I'm very, weird. Everybody else has a different idea. And the interesting thing is, as soon as your ID changes, your vision changes. But now you see an asshole, an idiot, and you're stuck with that idiot and you suffer. In fact, I have the power over you. I can give you a horrible feeling and you can't help it, you're a victim. Isn't it? Isn't it interesting? You get angry. You say, oh yes, I'm a victim. Oh yes, are you crazy, you idiot? And you're leaving. Bang the door behind you. So, out. Get rid of that idiot. But are you rid of it? No, not at all. You're stuck with me for the rest of your life. What do you mean? Oh, it's simple. You come home. How was it? Ah, that idiot! You still have that feeling, isn't it? 10 years later, remember that radio program? That idiot? Still, you're stuck with it. Every time you think about me, there's the feeling. Every time you have the feeling, there's me, the idiot. But the interesting thing is, dear designer, there's absolutely no reality. There's no way you can see me. And the interesting thing is, if you cannot even see me, there's no way you can think about me. No. No way. And we have learned the opposite. Total lies. We have learned that people actually can see us. And it makes us totally in panic. I mean, totally upset. Because they can think the most horrible things about us. It's horrible. Everybody can think something about me, so we have to do everything to be nice, interesting, famous, brilliant, a great artist, well known, good, intelligent. We do everything to make a good impression, aren't we? Oh, my God, suffering. And the interesting thing is, dear designer, you are already very close to what's really happening. You design the world after your image. Yes. In fact, you create me. And the moment you realize that you are the creator, you are the designer, you can design whatever you want. Because if you think I'm an idiot, you create an idiot. Great masterpiece. Great, you did it again. But since you have the power, enormous power, you can also decide, do I feel nice if I'm in the neighborhood of an idiot, or do I want to feel differently? So you start to see me differently, like a nice guy, an interesting guy, interesting to listen to. For example, whatever you want. And immediately your feeling changes. So you can decide. Design your own feelings by deciding what you design, not for others, for yourself. And the interesting thing is that if you design something that's really powerful for you, and you cannot fool yourself there, oh no. Feelings never lie. If you're really inspired, if it really blows your mind, regardless of what you think that other people think, you will discover that it blows everybody else's mind. Because in fact, there's absolutely no difference between you and me. We are pure energy, pure vibrations coming out of the loudspeaker, entering your ear, fascinating you, going deep into your brain. Oh yes, so many stories to tell about design. But the control panel for the entire universe, dear designer, is inside of you. Nobody else can do something about it. The moment you change anything, the whole world changes. Isn't that nice? So, what kind of world did you design today? You like it? Hey, listen, I'll be back. Talk to you later. Ciao.
www.typeradio.org